If you're in bed, on the loo, in the shower or in the car.
These two are with you all the way, but like, you know, wholesome way.
Power FM Breakfast.
Here's Molly and Craig.
Welcome to the podcast.
We love this podcast.
And we love the fact that you've clicked on this and you're listening to this because, you know, you can listen to this anytime.
And that's the good thing about a potty.
Yeah.
You could be listening on a run. Actually, no, you wouldn't listen to this running, would you?
You might. Here, if you are running, go. Come on, you can do it. 5 more minutes. Actually, no, just another minute. Come on. By the time we stop talking and go into the show, that's when you can stop running and have a little breather.
I think 5 minutes is too long for running, if you ask me.
5 minutes. I actually managed to run up to 20 minutes at a time. I'd probably struggle to do 5 minutes now.
Fitness.
Yeah, that's it.
You got to keep up with it.
You do. Anyway. Or else it slips away. Look, we're actually going to be joined by our drive show host, Hamish.
Yeah, he makes a feature on the potty. Basically what this is just a little snippet of some good bits. So if you are someone who enjoys, I don't know, listening to us, that feels weird to say, but you can't tune in from 6 to 9 on Power FM, you can catch up here.
Yeah, Hamish had an absolute catastrophe at the hairdresser. It's such a good listen. Hang around for that. My son at 5 months old is maybe going to be the next soccer star at Adelaide United. Who knows? We'll find out.
Big call.
We're also talking a poo vacuum.
Yeah.
You heard right. But right now, Molly, you're buying baby clothes, maybe. You don't even have a baby yet.
I know.
Find out why right now. It's the Molly and Craig podcast. Enjoy.
Bye.
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.
I just want to lift the veil real quick for the listeners as to what happens when we are not on the air. Okay. I spend a fair bit of time coasting around on the internet on my laptop over here.
Yep.
You know, just seeing what's going on, finding different stories we might be able to talk about. But, you know, sometimes you get sidetracked.
Yeah, oh, for sure. The amount of times I open up my phone to do something on Instagram and then it's 5 minutes later and I go, what was I here again?
Yeah.
God, it's real. So bad.
But this morning I have stumbled across some very, very cute baby wear.
Oh.
And I was wondering, I've thought about this quite a few times, if it would be weird for me to buy baby clothes for my hypothetical child.
Oh, there's an interesting one.
Yeah, like, you know when you go along, like the Sterling Markets, for example, such a goodie. I go nearly every month and they've got this little stall there with this gorgeous old woman who knits little baby beanies and whatnot. And there are so many times where I think, I want this for my own child. But then I go, Molly, you know, you haven't even got the first steps in place. You need to calm it down. But now I'm just wondering what would be so wrong with having a little box under the bed with baby clothes for you know, the future.
Well, look, I don't think there's an issue with it. Looking at it now, I'm like, no, this is not an issue with it. That being said, I certainly did not buy any more baby clothes until we knew we were having a baby.
You definitely knew.
Yeah. I mean, we got given some at the wedding. But, you know, that's
That's weird.
That's friends being a little bit like, come on. Oh. It's like, all right, tone that down a bit.
Yeah, we'll do what we can, guys.
Right? Stop putting the pressure on us. I think it's fine. It just depends on who's around. Maybe just tuck it a little bit further under the bed.
Oh my
because
God.
You don't want anyone, you know, you just don't want just those assumptions being made, you know?
It's just like some guy I'm newly dating and he just happened, like, I don't know, I dropped something and he goes, what is this? Holds up a baby romper.
My overalls just shrunk, I promise.
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.
We're talking about cologne and perfume off the back of Tim Tam's announcement that they are going to be releasing a limited edition perfume so you can smell like the chocolatey snack.
Yeah, that you are. We know you are.
You little snack.
If you've got a Tim Tam lover, surely you just, this is an instant buy.
I think it's off-putting.
You do?
Yep. I think if I smelt someone, like it's not going to be what you're expecting.
Yeah, right.
You know?
It's going to have more of that alcoholy smell to it that perfumes do. It's going to be a little bit too sugary.
I mean, not that I'm the expert on smells. People often say to me, I smell like a hippie shop. Like, okay, thanks.
What does a hippie shop smell like? I mean, I think I know.
It's like the essential oils. You know how I always smell like oils, like different
right.
ones? Have you noticed that?
Yeah. It's kind of like Warm Adelaide. But like domesticated.
That's great. That's so good. We were talking about cologne in general because I feel like that is a key sign that someone is interested in you, if you are dating males in particular.
Sure.
If a guy comes around to my house, for example, and he walks through the door and I smell cologne, you go, oh, he's put effort in. Because I don't reckon every bloke is spraying that stuff every day.
No, not every day.
No way.
Right. So you're saying if the spray does happen, it's
that's when you know. So I think you and I were even speaking about this the other day. I had a friend, this was a while ago, I had a friend who wanted to catch up for dinner. I had just moved to this town. And I was like, yeah, great. I don't really know anyone, so this will be cool. He said he'd pick me up. That was the first alarm bell. Because I thought, if we were strictly mates, you wouldn't be picking me up, would you? We'd just be meeting at said restaurant.
Probably.
And when I, you know, said hello and gave him a hug, got a quick whiff of that cologne, I thought, oh, no, this is not what I signed up for.
No, I just wanted to have some beers with the boys and chill.
Because, you've got to back me up here, Craig. You would not, like, going back to your single days 100 years ago, if you were catching up with a female friend, you would not put on cologne unless you wanted to make an impression.
Yeah, I would suggest that's correct, although I do have a slightly different take on the way that maybe not so much cologne, but my whole objective around putting on deodorant and things like that is just not to be smelt at all.
Oh.
If I can emit no odour whatsoever, I've successfully done exactly what I need to do. I don't want to be smelt.
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.
I've already told you that from tomorrow you can start booking in for your Novavax. The new vaccine has landed.
Right.
But it's not the only thing that's recently landed in Australia. And I think we do need to really sometimes think about who we're talking to each and every morning. And we know a big part of our audience are farmers.
Good morning. Moo to you.
A big moo to you too. we do get, you know, like you've had videos come through from farmers out on tractors listening to us. And if you are out on the tractor this morning, a big moo to you.
Yes, we'd love to see the sunrise.
Yeah. And you absolutely love this news because landing in Australia, the Nun Alley Vac. You know what the Nun Alley Vac is?
I thought that was a tennis player, I'm going to be honest.
Yes. I hear he's good for Wimbledon this year. Real hot crack now that Djokovic isn't playing. No, it is a giant poo vacuum.
What? A poo vacuum?
A poo vacuum.
Wait, like, what?
It is a self-propelled tractor that sucks up cow pats in milking sheds and feed pad areas with its suction hose attachment.
For cleaning or...?
Yeah, pretty much just for cleaning up around the cows.
Oh.
You're not stoked about this?
No, well, I was just thinking that one of my first jobs was cleaning up poo after animals, so I would have been out of work if this machine had have existed back in whatever it was, 2009.
Sorry, farmers, you're out of a job.
Good morning, beautiful people. Power FM Breakfast.
Craig, I've been bamboozled.
Bamboozled, what a thing to be.
Yeah, on Instagram. So I keep getting messages from people, right?
Oh, look at you.
No. I just mean I keep getting messages from people and they're all spam messages.
How can you tell they're spam?
Because, like, I don't know why on earth these particular people would be messaging me in the first place but writing what they're writing.
Okay, what are we talking?
Well, remember when I told you a few weeks ago I got that message that was like, help me. I've been locked out of my account. Like someone needs to... I've given this person your name.
That's quite evident that that's fraud.
Got one the other day about Bitcoin. Like, hey, did you know I've made heaps of money on Bitcoin? And I was like, that's a funny thing to tell me. A person I don't know that well.
It's a bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah, but I just keep getting it. Like from multiple people all the time, I'm getting these messages and it's not them.
It's just absolute... trash.
Mm. Yeah, and then it is like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, and then I'm like, oh, it's all good, you know, whatever.
Maybe it's a foot in the door.
Well, it kind of is, isn't it?
Maybe that's a way to get into someone's. Maybe you don't have to be a spammer.
Maybe I reverse engineer it, so I copy the spam message that I've received, and I start sending it out to people who I wouldn't feel confident enough to talk to.
Hello, are you interested in Bitcoin and my heart?
Wake up with Molly and Craig. Power FM.
Actually, I want to speak about my 5-month-old Rory.
Ooh.
He's really starting to show interest in things.
Great.
Like, he's starting to get an idea of, oh, this is who he's going to be. This is what he's interested in. I mean, obviously, he's still interested in feeding a lot. I don't know if he's going to be interested in that in the future, but that's up to him, I guess. He's also showing some interest in soccer. I mean, I could have my own, what's his name, Cavello?
Yes.
Yeah, could have my Josh. Own Cavello. I'd be very proud of him. Either way, even if he's got half the talent of that guy, yeah. My goodness. Yeah, he's showing interest in soccer.
So when you say that, what does that mean? Because he can't move, really. Like he's a baby.
He can do a little bit. He's actually getting very close to, like, I mean, he practically crawled yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's getting around. But, like, we're in the backyard, right, where all the grass is, and Isla's kicking around the ball with me. But he's getting super into it. Like, he shows a lot of emotion. When we kick the ball, he's squealing and he's shaking his legs and arms. Like, I'm holding him facing forward while I'm kicking the ball, and he gets really, really excited.
Okay.
So then I pop him down and sort of, like, swing his legs so he can kick the ball and things like that. And I think we may have a little soccer player on our hands.
I like that.
Last night we were kicking the ball around, and I was doing that thing, you know, where you juggle, like a hacky sack, but with a ball?
Mm.
And I'm holding him in front of me as well. I've kicked it from foot to foot, and I've got a bit of a rhythm going. I'm like, oh, look at me. I'm balancing. I'm being a dad. I'm holding my kid. I'm still doing sport. And then I've kicked it up and hit him in the head.
No.
And I went,
no.
And my wife was looking there straight away, and I just went, oh, look, he did his first header.
Molly and Craig. Power FM Breakfast.
We've been talking about Uber this morning.
Yeah, they just launched a bunch of new features with the Privacy Centre yesterday.
Yeah, and I've been trying to check it out, so I just jumped on the app, which I'm surprised I still have on my phone. My rating is not as bad as I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
I have done some weird stuff in Ubers, and not the freaky way.
Oh, okay, good.
Just, everyone calm down. More just like when I lived in Melbourne, I was 21, right? Mm-hmm. And I went out and about quite a bit.
Sure.
And a lot of that was done in Ubers. So I reckon the funniest time of all, this guy was driving us, and you know what it's like. You say, yeah, like, what are you up to tonight? And then it gets to... How many kids do you have? Like, what does your wife do? And it sort of carries on.
What
from
are your
there.
Goals and aspirations in life?
Yeah, literally. But I had a few drinks that night, and I ended up, we took the driver's phone, me and my friend, and we took some selfies of us just like smiling and stuff. And we made like the picture of us, his background on his phone. So we got out, his phone lit up, and it was just us like, in the background. So funny. So funny.
Taken his phone and self-rated.
Yeah, I should have.
So you should have done.
Silly stuff like that, yeah. You know, sing-alongs, like whatever else.
So what were you expecting your rating to be?
I was expecting it to be maybe a 3.
And what have you got?
I've got, believe it or not, a 4.8.
Oh, hello. 4.8.
I think that must be because of my chat.
Like yeah,
yeah. I've also had situations with Uber drivers where, like, I've been, this was again a long time ago, but I was going on a date and I lived by myself at that time. And I had that moment of, oh my God, am I wearing the right thing?
Oh.
And so I came down the stairs and the Uber was out the front and I opened the door and I was like, hello. He's like, are you Molly? Yep, yep, yep. I said, look, just need to ask you real quick, can you do an outfit check for me? He was like, oh, yeah, sure. And so he literally got out the car and I was like, okay, so this jacket or this jacket? And we did a whole thing. And then as we were driving to the date, he gave me a full pep talk.
Aww.
Like, he must have been a dad because he was like, you are a beautiful young woman, okay? And you never settle for anything less than you deserve. Now, I want you to remember that tonight, okay? And he gave me this full thing. It was very, very funny.
I didn't realise Uber was offering those extra services.
Yeah, well, who would know? Yeah. But, Craig, I'm sharing all these stories. You are yet to reveal the shocking news.
I don't know that it's that shocking, is
You've
it?
You've never been in an Uber.
I've never Ubered.
How?
Well, there's taxis. And public transport, why would I, and I can drive myself, why would I need an Uber?
I guess for a number of reasons you might need an Uber. What about with friends? Never?
No, I don't think so.
Do you have an account?
No.
God, and just think, all this time you could have been getting outfit advice from random people.
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.
So this morning we are talking what happened at the hairdressers, Craig, and all of this started because of Hamish, our drive show host.
Yes, it did. And he's coming a little early. Of course, we have him after 8 o'clock for Hamish's sports school, but he's with us now. Why are we talking about him and not doing it? Hamish,
how are you going? Hey, guys, how are we going? Good morning.
Morning
how are
to
we
you.
All?
Oh, we're good. But we need you to share this story with everyone, please.
Yeah, no, look. So I was telling you this story yesterday about my worst experience at the hairdressers. And to set the scene a little bit for you, you know how hard it is to find a good hairdresser? And when you do, it's just... it's such an important relationship to maintain. And I finally found a place where I just felt comfortable. It was, run by a bunch of young dudes who I all really got along with. And just felt like part of the family when I walked in there, you know?
Can I ask, was it one of those cool boy barbers?
Yes.
Where you go in and it's like music and everyone's sipping.
Grab a beer if you want, or a whiskey or something.
Yeah. 100%. That is the vibe at the moment, isn't it? You know, it's like here's a beer and...
they've got like their own merch out the front.
Yeah, I know. And like they're selling burgers and you can get a tattoo as well.
Guys, this is all a bit close to the hair, you know? I don't know about this.
There's a lot going on. But yes, it was one of those very cool, hip places that specialised in fades.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was like, man, I love this place, love this hairdresser. And then I found out that they'd moved. And I went, oh, okay, that's all right. It was just a couple of blocks down the road. Sweet. Headed in there. As soon as I walked in, the energy was just off.
Oh,
there was no music. There was no music. There was only one hairdresser in there. Who looked like he'd been there for... I'd never seen him before as well. That was the other thing. You know, I'd become regulars with the other guys. I knew them on a first-name basis. Never seen this guy before in my life. And he was just sweeping hair. And I was like, already I'm sweating. And so I get... But I've walked in the door now, obviously.
You've committed.
I've committed.
There's no other reason. It's not like a browsing situation where you're like, oh, hey, thought I might get a haircut, might not. So you have to go through
there. No, I'm all good, thanks. Just having a look. No, you can't do that, can you? So, yeah, before I knew it, I was sitting in the chair and he's doing my haircut. And this was back when I was having quite short hair and getting the fade. And one thing I loved was I loved when they got the straight razor out.
Mm.
And they just, they cut away the bits at the back of your neck, and it feels so nice. And they've got to be really well trained to do that, obviously, because the straight razor is very, very sharp, and they don't use any cream or anything like that.
It's both intimate and dangerous at
That's
the same
it.
Time.
Ooh. Yes, my two favourite things.
Wow, I understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a rush. anyway, he starts working away and... straight away, I notice it's meant to feel, you know, it's meant to border on that line between pleasure and pain. But no, this was just hurting.
Oh.
This was just hurting. And he was scraping away at my neck. And I'm like, what is going on here? Anyway, finished up. He dusted me off and he showed me the back, but very, very quickly. And I was like, okay. And anyway, I leave, I go home, and when I get home, my wife, Emily, she looks at the back of my head and she goes, what the hell's happened to your neck? And I'm like, what? What's wrong? And I look in the mirror and she takes a photo for me as well, and the back of my neck is just completely bruised. Like, it's just left this red bruising, like burst capillaries just all over the back of the neck. It looked like I'd been in a bar fight. And, yeah, unfortunately, that was the end of my relationship with that particular hairdresser. And Emily cut my hair for the next 2 years. And I've only just gotten back in the game.
Oh, my God. We were going to go to the comments, but I don't know if anyone can talk that.
Wake up with Molly and Craig. Power FM.
Aw, that was nice.
That was beautiful. And thank you for listening all the way to here if you have.
Wow, I hope someone made it this far.
If you did, you are an explorer beyond your time.
Yeah, and you deserve a little kiss.
Oh, just a little one?
Yep.
I reckon you deserve a big one, but I'm not willing to give it. But if you do want to get in touch, if you want to ask us anything about anything you heard or just, you know, hang out with us, you can always join our Instagram, follow us.
Yeah, you can follow us at ParaFMSA or we love to hear from you guys on Instagram as well.
Yeah, we have our own, at Molly Rose Radio for you.
Yes, Craigio on the radio for you.
Yep, that's it. Slide in the DMs.
My
say hi.
DMs are full of, at the moment, listeners on tractors. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So if you own a tractor and you're listening to this... Molly would love to hear from you. Look, that's enough from us. Get back to whatever you're doing. You go live your life.
Yeah, you do you. We'll do us.
Yeah, that's it. And we will catch you on the radio show, Power FM, 6 to 9 weekdays.
Bye.
Wake up with Molly and Craig. Power FM.